In Y4G, W4DJW. Nothing heard. CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. We're going to start out tonight with pre-net check-ins. We'll go to EchoLink, then any new amateur radio operators before we get into the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So starting with the pre-net check-ins, we have W4FCM. That's Fred bringing with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're over in Travelers Rest. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. KG4PFI, that's Don bringing KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're over in Piedmont. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville. KX4YM, that's Scott in Greenville. K4ROW, that's Richard in Greenville. KN4MMI, that's Stephanie and Lyman. KN4MDA, that's John and Lyman. And KA5WLL, that's Leroy over in Taylor's. We appreciate everybody that has used the pre-net check-in capability. That's what it's there for. Appreciate you using it. And we do have an EchoLink station, so we're going to go to EchoLink stations next. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, and John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Okay, net control lock recognize KN4RJN. That is John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Got you down for comments, John. We will be back to you in a little bit. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. Do we have any brand new amateur radio operators, new to amateur radio, not quite sure about what the protocol is for checking into a net, that would like to check into the net? Just throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest.
Q4AOG, I'm John from Greenville. It is the first time I'm checking in a net, so I would appreciate your help.
Okay, that was kind of quick on the call sign. So I got KQ4RQG, Kilo Quebec 4 Romeo Quebec Golf. Probably didn't get that right. Come back to me again with some phonetics on that, a little bit slower this time.
It's Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Oscar Juliet.
Okay, I got Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Oscar Juliet, and you're brand new to the FCC database. I can see that. And I did pull you up from QRZ. They got a copy of it. What's your name that you go by? What's the name you go, your over-the-air name?
Padijan, my first name. It is Alpha Lima India Charlie Alpha November.
Okay, Alicia, and I have that now in the log. It's KQ4AOJ, Alicia in Greenville, South Carolina. Is that correct? Okay, Elysium, well, we do appreciate you taking the time to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening, and you do have everything set up on your radio correctly. Your shift is correct. The frequencies are correct. We do appreciate you being here, and what you typically do is throw out your call sign, your name, and your location, and after a while, net control operators, I think, are just now, me included, are just now getting used to the new KQ calls that are coming out, so they go through the alphabet. The one before your KQ was KO. So we've got quite a few people who have joined in the last, I don't know, year and a half that have KO calls. There was KN before that and KM before that. Now we're on to KQ, and KQ is kind of new because you start with the A right after the 4. So KQA means we're at the beginning of the alphabet with KQ as a prefix, and we're at the A letter for the suffix. So you got a brand new KQ call. We do appreciate you being here. Net control operators may have a little bit of They may stumble a little bit as they get used to KQ, but give them some time to come up to speed on that, and take your time coming up to speed on that, on the protocols. We do welcome you here. Don't be afraid to make a mistake, right? A lot of new amateur radio operators will not squeeze the mic because they're afraid of making a mistake. We're all human. We all make mistakes. So don't be fearful of making a mistake. Put learning ahead of fear of making a mistake. Do you have any questions for us this evening, Alicia?
Thank you so much for the introduction.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to hearing you on the radio some more on this frequency. We're here every single night. You probably already know, but I'll just tell you anyway. We're here every single night at 9 o'clock p.m., 365 days a year, with just about a different net control operator every night. Every once in a while, one will pull double duty, but that's rare. Anyway, appreciate you being here. Take care. Stay safe. Do we have any other brand new amateur radio operators new to the hobby that have not checked in into a net before and aren't quite sure of the protocol and would like to check in this evening? Call W4DJW. Okay, look like that's going to do it for the evening. The next will begin with Alpha through Delta for the RF section of the net. It is Saturday night, so on Saturday nights we begin with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter, the suffix of their call that begins with letters A through D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW, Team Bay, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar Lorena, and via telephone relay, my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be in and out tonight.
DJW. Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, that's W4CWS. The name is Colin. I'm in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling that.
Ken Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta, Mike, Jim and Taylor's, negative, negative.
All right, that's a good start to the net. Net control, I recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ by telephone relay, that is Miss Michelle. And they're over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. We appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening. And W4CWF, that's Colin, sounding good from Mill Springs. I don't know where you are in Mill Springs, but you got a good path into the repeater there, Colin. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight. KO4BDM, that's my neighbor over here, just the other side of Greenville Tech campus. Good to have you with us tonight. Jim, haven't heard you in a while. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Jim from Taylor's. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W. Please check in W4Delta GLA Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. Negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Everyone on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize N4DJC, that's Jerry, sounding good from Anderson this evening. Good to have you tonight, Jerry. And KB2, BYQ, that's Dave over in Easley. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight. Dave, you're sounding good. Do you have any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Sonic. I'll be in and out tonight, Dave.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4CHY. That's Keith, sounding good from Seneca this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Take care, stay safe. Feel free to secure at your leisure. We'll head now up to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters E through H. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Today, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ in, Harry in Cannon, North Carolina. And I'll stick around tonight, Dave.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN. That's Harry sounding good from Candler this evening. Harry, I've got you down for comments. We will be back to you in just a little bit. And we do have an Echo Link station in there, so we're going to take a break for Echo Link stations. Echoing stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, good evening, Dave. If you will check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Dave, yourself on all the net. No traffic and no queue, KA4PQA.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KA4PQA. That's Stephen, sounding good from Greenwood, South Carolina, this evening. Sounding good from Greenwood, Stephen. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. You got that Echolink dialed in there. Sounds really good. One last call for Echo Through Hotel. If the suffix of your call starts with the letters E through H and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hello. The Alpha 4 Hotel November Tango, WA4HNT. Alton Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November. I'm over in Bundleton. Negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize WA4HNT. That's Alton sounding good from Pendleton, South Carolina this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alton. You're sounding really good into the repeater. Take care, stay safe. Let's go ahead and bump it on up to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter in the suffix of their call that begins with letters I through L. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Have
you?
Hope you and Miss Amy both are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy, and good evening to all on the net, Dave. No traffic, no comment.
DJW, thank you for bringing us all together here tonight. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize W4IOE. That is Sid. He is over in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid calls the 146.64 net every Sunday at 8. So tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on the frequency that's just a bump up from where you are right now, 146.64. With a PL tone of 91.5. Don't forget that PL tone, 91.5. Check in with Sid tomorrow at 8. I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and I'm sure you would enjoy it. And Sid, we do appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. You guys take care and stay safe. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry bringing with him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. And they make their home in Greer. You're sounding good as usual, Larry. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Any other stations in the India Through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKB. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Mark me negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4JKV. That is Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Duncan. You're sounding good, even with the leaves in full blossom. You're still sounding good into the repeater. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. We'll go ahead now up to the Mike Through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters M through P. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Hello.
This is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, and we'll be in and out tonight, Dave. Thank you for calling the net tonight, sir.
Hello, Dave. Please check in W4 Never Give Up, Phil, Boiling Springs, Walkie Talkie Portable, negative and negative.
Again, Kilo November 4, Oscar Bravo Charlie, KN4 OBC. This is John in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
All right, that was a good group. Net control, I'd like to recognize N4OVQ. That's Stacy sounding good from Anderson this evening. Good to have you. It's nice, Stacy. Hope you're doing well. It's been a while since I heard you on the net. Good to have you on the net this evening. KO4NUE, that's Chad, bring with him KO4RYP, that's our Monday and Tuesday night net control operators, an occasional Saturday night net control operators. Chad, tell Miss Anna we said hello, and feel free to secure at your leisure. We do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And W4NGU, that's Phil, checking in on the handheld. Good to have you tonight, Phil. That handheld's doing a good job. The walkie-talkie is working. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And KN4OBC, that's John over in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, John. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. I did hear my call, but that's all I got. Somebody just barely brought up the repeater, and then it fell back down again. And all I got was my name. I want to try it one more time.
I failed to say that I was also on HTM.
Okay, Stacy. Well, you're making it good from Anderson on an HT. That's not often we get people checking in all the way from down in Anderson on an HT. That sounds good. That's appreciate you letting us know. You know, that's good when you can hit the repeater as far as Anderson is away from it on an HT. I did hear somebody the other morning. I think it was Patrick and somebody he was talking to. Might have been Lloyd. Somebody from the bottom of Florida, right where Florida and Georgia come together. I forgot the name of that town he was in. I went out to Google Maps and checked it. It was 300 miles away. So we are getting some weird transmission, some weird VHF propagation. Anyway, Stacy, you sound good. Appreciate you letting us know. Any other stations in the We're in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, we'll move it on up to the Quebec Through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters Q through T would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. And KO4QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4QLG. That is Chris, who's sounding good from Liberty this evening. Good to have you tonight, Chris. Do appreciate you taking the time to be here. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. November 4, Tango, Oscar, Mike, Tony, down in Belton. No traffic, no traffic.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize N4TOM. That's Tony over in Belton. Good to have you this night, Tony. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're doing well. Let's go ahead now and bump it up to the patient group, the Uniform Through Zulu group. If the first letter suffix you call begins with the letters U through Z and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
X-ray Bravo, it's K4XB. Name is Tommy, location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray. This is Daniel, mobile in Northern Spartanburg County. Also, please check in a new check-in. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee, my buddy Nate. We're both in Northern Spartanburg. He's having a little trouble with his handy this evening. But other than that, we are both negative and negative and going to be in and out.
W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in Land Was. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4XB. That's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Sounding good as usual, Tommy. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KO4ZYX, that's Daniel. And I got Woodruff, Daniel, and I was scrambling to get you plugged in there, so you could have said something different, and I just pulled it out of the database as Woodruff. So let me know if I got that right or wrong. And KO4ZYY, that's Nate over in Union. Good to have you with us tonight, Nate, if you're listening. And Daniel, let me know if I got that right or wrong, because I was kind of I didn't pull it up directly. I had to go jump through some hoops to get it. So let me know if I messed up. And W4WOZ, that's Rod. He is over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Rod. That's the mayor of Wise. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. Now, did I get that right, Daniel?
Affirmative, yes. Those locations are correct. We are actually both standing side-by-side mobile in northern Spartanburg, but that is an affirmative on Daniel in Woodruff and Nate in Union.
Copy that, Daniel. Appreciate you keeping tabs on me there because I did get a little bit behind on that one. You guys be safe out there on the mobile. Any other stations? Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you got a load in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Next row, please check in. KQ4AIZ. It's Kilo, Quebec, 4. That's Chase.
November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. This is Doug and Walhalla, negative and negative, 73 of the net.
JW. KO4 NUE, please check in by telephone relay. KO4 HKX, name is Patrick in Pigeon Forge. KO4 NUE, clear.
JW. Mr. Dave, Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, and all in the net.
Okay, next row I'd like to recognize KQ4AIZ, that's Chase over in West Union. You were in and out a little bit, Chase, but I managed to get all of the information you passed, so do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening, and you did make it in. And welcome to Amateur Radio. N4AHO, that's Doug over in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. And KO4HKX, that's Patrick. He is over by telephone relay. He is in Pigeon Forge this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick. I don't know if you can listen in on Echolink or what. But anyway, appreciate you being there if you are. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Bring with him. K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. Tell Joy we said hello. Do appreciate you taking the time to stop by and poke your head in the door and say hello. Good. Have a good evening, Gary. Appreciate you being there. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, looks like we got them all. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KM4RJN. That's John. He is up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. John, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, this is KN4RJN. Do you guys get any rain down your way?
Well, John, I was supposed to do more mulch today, but it looked like rain. So kind of put it off because it was windy and it got dark and clouds were rolling in, but they decided not to drop any rain over our area. After a while, the sun came back out, and the wind quit blowing, and no rain. How about you guys? Did you get any?
This is KN4RJN. Well, almost all the neighborhood was out feverishly mowing their grass this afternoon, and I thought about it, and then I looked at my phone and saw that it was 87 degrees out there. And I said, you know what? That grass is still going to be there tomorrow. So I said, you know, heck with it. And then it got dark and it cooled off, and we got about 3 drops of rain, and then it all went north of us. So I can still do it tomorrow.
Well, that sounds like you got about the same thing we did. So evidently the fringes of the storm reached far and wide, covered a lot of people, but really didn't dump anything. I guess somebody got some. Somebody got some somewhere. But we didn't get any. But I can't. I do have to cut my grass early and often because I use an electric lawnmower. And if it gets too high, You run out of a battery before you get done. So you can't let it get too high. So one advantage to using an electric lawnmower, it'll make you cut your grass more often.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, well, I'm going to have to check the gas can. I'm going to have to go get gas. So I guess I'll have to take out a second mortgage. But yeah, I wasn't about to get out there in 87-degree heat. I might get out there tomorrow morning sometime when it's cooler and do it. But my neighbor on my left has cut his, and then my neighbor on the right cut his today. So it's like, okay, it's my turn. I guess I better go ahead and cut the grass. So it's like, but it was hot, and I didn't feel like it. So I'll get out there tomorrow, and if not, it'll still be there Monday.
Well, that's your prerogative when it is when you're retired. you can choose when you want to do that on your own. And I didn't think they got an electric riding mower out there at Lowe's, but it costs like $5,000. And I didn't think I'd ever get my money back for getting that, so I didn't get it. So I still use the push mower, the electric push mower, and it's not self-propelled. It is, you got to push it. But it's not as heavy as a gas mower. Parts are a whole lot lighter, but it's not as wide of a deck either, so you got to push it more. But with the prices that gas are now, it might pay to reevaluate that evaluation. It might come in much more feasible now since gas is so high.
This is KN4RGN. Yeah, well, that lawnmower doesn't take a whole lot of gas. I've got two little 2-gallon gas cans that last, oh Lord, 5, 6, 7 mows on a thing, because the yard's not near as big as the one I had, so I don't have that much to mow. I got a really steep hill in the backyard, though, so push mower would definitely not work back there, because I don't think I could push it, even on electric, up that hill. But I still have an issue with going uphill, but the little mower I've got does fine, and yeah, it takes less than an hour to mow the grass, so, and I've got all day to do it and nothing to do, so so it's like, yeah, I'll get to it when I get to it. When it gets about knee deep, I'll get out there.
Well, how's the world of stargazing going? Have you been keeping your eyes up on the sky?
This is KN4RJN. Well, yeah, when I can. It's been pretty cloudy here lately, and of course we had the lunar eclipse here a little while back, and it was clear as a bell the day before and clear as a bell the day after. But the day of the eclipse, we were sucked in. There was a slight break in the clouds long enough for me to see the last little sliver of the moon disappear. Got to watch it go into totality, but that was it. That lasted about 5 minutes. And then the clouds moved in and couldn't see squat. And, of course, the way it is right now up here, you can't see anything. We're sucked in pretty solid. But it didn't look bad this morning, but, Lord, it rolled in and covered the sky. So, oh, well.
Well, I hate that you missed it, but that's the way it goes every now and then. Hang on just a second, John, and we've got a new Echolink station that joined, so let me get that Echolink station. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, that's Daniel, and he already checked in, so he's probably just listening in on Echolink. Back to you, John, KN4RJN. This is W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
This is KN4RJN. Have you been able to get anything up in the sky here lately?
Well, not really. There has been a lot of wind, either wind, rain, or temperature. We did go early one morning and stayed till about 10 or 11 o'clock, and that's when the wind started kicking up. And that was a good idea to go that early because it wasn't hot and it wasn't windy and it wasn't raining. But usually it's either been one of those three. So, and it's the time of the year, you know. It's a windy time of the year. So we're hoping that April showers won't block us off. Or May flowers. I don't know. I forget what all that is. But anyway, we're waiting for the wind to settle down a little bit, because it was showers a month ago, and it's been wind this month. So hopefully next month it'll be a whole lot more flying getting in, but not a lot this month.
This is KN4RGN. Yeah, wind is kind of hard on stargazing, too. It tends to blow your scope and make it vibrate. And it's hard to see anything when the scope's moving. But, yeah, I hear you. It's either been windy or cloudy or rainy or something. But hopefully this will clear up here before too much longer. Well, I know that Harry's hanging out there. He's probably got a good animal story or a good recipe or possibly both. Who knows? So I'll back on out of here and say 73s. And, Dave, you take care of yourself. Say hi to the missus for me. And this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Okay, John. Well, we appreciate you hanging around for the RAG 2 portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. And you do take care and stay safe up there and look forward to doing it again the next time. Do you have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Please check in Kilo Alpha 2 Alpha X-ray Quebec, Canyon Pickens, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. We'll be negative and negative tonight.
Okay, negative, I'd like to recognize KA2AXQ. Ken from Pickens, I haven't heard that call in a long time, Kent. Good to hear you back on the radio. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. We hope you're doing well. And N4HHC, that's Warren over in Taylor's. You're sounding good as usual, Warren. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, next on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler. Harry, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. Been really interested in sitting here while y'all were talking. I heard Killer Oscar 4, Zulu, Yankee, and that was real close to the end, and while I was looking at that, I went out and checked on Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu, and that belongs to a gentleman down in Melbourne, Florida, and it is a vanity call. He was Kilo Oscar 4, oh my gosh, OMG, before that. So I guess he took advantage of that little window to pick up the last one. And then it was kind of interesting on this same net, we got the KQ4 Alpha. So somehow or another, this net was at the end and the beginning, if that makes any sense. KC4EZN.
Yeah, Harry, I think you're right. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The end of the last one and the beginning of the next one. And that won't be the end of that. We'll get another beginning and another end, and it'll just happen over and over and over again. I don't know. When they get all the way to the end, what do they do? Wrap around and come back through again? Who knows? Filling in all the blanks? There will be a lot of blanks, too. And there will be some that aren't blank going forward, people that have vanity calls, the jump aheads, the guys that jump ahead. That is interesting how that works. I usually download the FCC database, and there's usually a million calls in there, at least a million. Not all of them active. They've got an active toggle on there, you know, because they stay available for 2 years after you don't refresh, so that if you refresh within 2 years, you get your old call back. But so there's a lot of active and a lot of inactive. There's about 750,000, I think, are active, and 250,000 are inactive. That's on that. Those are just average numbers that, as far as I can tell, by doing greps and UNIX of the data files that come out. They come in three data files through the FCC database. So it's kind of fun playing around with that data and just seeing what's going on out there, Harry.
Yeah, I was real surprised. You know how you find stuff when you're looking for something else. I found a database for Buncombe County and this is going back 20 some years ago now, and was a little bit surprised at how many call signs are in that database. Most of them I had never heard, and then I narrowed it down to the part of Buncombe County that I live in, which is the Candler area, and there was still like 50 or 60 hams.
at least in the database, that had a CAM or zip code. And needless to say, I only knew three or four of us. It's kind of interesting. Used to have a fellow live up the road from me that, I know that he was a ham because he had a ham license tag. Never saw an antenna or anything that looked like a radio at his house. He's long gone now. But anyway, it's kind of fun sometimes to play around and look at stuff, and you get some surprising information. That profile you sent me, that was a little bit surprising. I'm basically making it either over or through the Blue Ridge Parkway to get down your way, and I kind of wonder, and this I think is a little bit of a stretch, but when you send an energy wave over a sharp edge, it refracts. They call it the knife edge effect, and I'm having a little hard time struggling to think that that's what my signal's doing to get into your repeater, but there is something happening that I don't understand, because right now I'm running 10 watts into my Yagi, which is pointed towards the W4MOE repeater, which is about 100, maybe 100 degrees away from your repeater. In other words, I'm talking off the side of that Yagi. And I think I get into your repeater as well as I do the W4MOE repeater. Now, it's on the other side of a mountain about 6 miles away from me, but anyway, there's some interesting things going on there. We'll bounce it back to you, KC4EZN.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, you know, there's iron in those mountains, so you can't be doing what Patrick's doing. I think he's bouncing his signal off the iron in the mountain further to the north of him and reflecting it back behind him. And there's also mountains on the sides, so it could be bouncing twice. It'd be interesting to have some RF glasses that can see RF and just see what's going on. Of course, I heard one time if we could see all the particulates that are in the air that we're breathing every second of every day, we'd suffocate. Our mind would not be able to fathom how many particulates we breathe in and out every breath we take. So maybe looking at RF spectrum with RF glasses probably wouldn't be a good thing either. We probably wouldn't see anything but a haze. It wouldn't be a clear universe anymore. It'd be hazy. But I've been playing around with antennas quite a bit lately. I've came across, I don't know if you've ever done any amateur radio direction finding, but I've been playing with these two different methods of direction finding, the TDOA, time difference of arrival, and the AOA, angle of arrival, and kind of mixing them. There's this guy, the guy that has the Boyonic site, B-O-Y-I-N-C-S or something like that. He sells like GPS trackers and that kind of stuff, APERS GPS trackers. He sells a lot of them. He put on a video of this antenna that he calls TDOA, but other people in the comments are saying that's not TDOA. But what it is, what he does is he turns them on and off. He has two antennas, 19-inch whip, plus the counterpoise, 19-inch counterpoise, so it's 2 meters, and they're spaced apart by 2 feet, and he switches back and forth between the two of them at 500 hertz, which is an audible frequency for the human ear. And when both of the antennas are parallel to the source, there's no noise. They cancel each other out. But when you turn it perpendicular to the source, there's a phase glitch that's going on, and that phase glitch is being sent to you at 500 hertz. So you hear 500 hertz tone, and the peak of the tone is when the boom is not a Yagi. It's just two 19-inch whips with 19-inch counterpoise below them on the ends of a stick. And I don't know if you've ever heard of this before, but I thought you would think this was very interesting. But it was to me, and it's not really TDOA, and it's not really AOA, and it's not a beam, and it's not Doppler. It's not Doppler at all. You can be transmitting 50 watts a foot away from it or a half a watt 10 miles away from it, and it makes no difference. You ever heard of that one, Harry? W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW, KC4EZN. Not with that terminology, although I have read some things. Some of the diehard contesters and de-expeditioners, you know, put up phased arrays, and it's not quite the same thing you're talking about, but it's still trying to combine two signals to be, I think they want to hear better. The other thing that comes to my mind, you're talking about that time difference. I remember back when I got my license, we'd had our club meeting, and one of our members lived down in the Hendersonville area, about 25 miles away, and he's driving down 26, and was making the comment that he thought something was wrong with his antenna. This was a guy that had a lot of experience and had just taught one of the classes that I went to, which was kind of funny because what he was hearing was picket fencing. Because as you drive down 26 between Asheville and Hendersonville, we were talking on the, I think the W4MOE repeater, you have got that signal bouncing off a couple of mountains, and ever how many microseconds of delay, you know, one signal arrived, he had one signal that was arriving straight from his antenna, and then another signal was coming in that had bounced off of something. And that was the basic definition of picket fencing. So I think we're sort of talking about maybe the same thing about the time difference, but that is an interesting effect. KC4EZN.
Yeah, that picket fencing, I think Johnny, I was talking to Johnny about that the other day. We were listening to a signal together, and he said, that guy's mobile. And I said, yeah, how do you know that? And he said, that's mobile flutter, which is picket fencing, which is a little bit of changing the so here's the difference between that and this kind of quasi, I don't know what you call it. You don't call it TDOA, and you don't call it AOA. It's like a mixture between, because it is dealing with angle of arrival, but it's also dealing with time delta of arrival. So I don't know what you call it. And he didn't know what to call it either, so he just called it time delta of arrival. And other people said that's not what that is, and they were right too, so who knows. But anyway, what you're talking about is correct, except what you're hearing is a minor difference in time difference of arrival, and you're not hearing the switching on and off from one to the other. You're hearing both of them, one coming after the other. That's the way I used to listen to, that's the way I taught myself how to do CW, is I made it an echo. So I added an echo, like you got another one, not like you're switching between two. And that really helped confirmation with my ears, because I was, it confirmed, yes, you did hear what you thought you heard. Because sometimes I would question myself, and that was work on CW for me. Anyway, you know, everybody has their own way of doing it. But this one is when you switch between two antennas, you get a little glitch. And then if you oscillate that glitch at 500 hertz, it makes a difference in amplitude of the glitch as you're oscillating. But if you get those two antennas equal distance from the transmitter, there is no glitch. The glitch goes away. And as you get them further apart, and we're only talking about 2 feet separation here, when you get them further apart, that amplitude of that glitch oscillating at 500 hertz goes up until the boom is facing right at the source. So it's pretty cool. I don't know how somebody had to just be playing around with antennas and just stumble on that. I don't think there's any way anybody would have found that if they were doing anything different. So that's why it's good to experiment.
Things are kind of fun because you do, well, that's how we learn things. You know, you can sit down and calculate and every all that stuff, and it just goes right by you, and all of a sudden somebody pops up and says, hey, did you hear? You know, I just noticed, and, you know, describing what you're talking about, and again, when you get things spaced just right, I'm sitting here thinking, my ICOM 7300, is a computer, and they take the signal at the antenna, and I think there's some filters and things like that in front of the computer, but basically they take that signal and split it, I'm about 98% unsure about what I'm talking about here, so don't nail me down on it, but they basically take the signal and they run one through at its normal phase, and the other one they run it through some kind of circuit that switches the phase, I think 90 degrees, and they call it I and Q. And then the computer has two signals that it can work with and play with and, you know, do the things that you can do with an SDR radio and software, and then combine it back together so we can hear it. And I think that's sort of along the same lines you're looking at, except that when you've got your antennas, you're physically locating them relative to the signal source and being able to pick up that difference that physical distance makes in the time. And I think I'm going to put a period right there because I think I've just said more than I understand. But anyway, moving along a little bit, we had a little bit of rain this afternoon. It got cloudy, it thundered, and it was all south of me. Driveway got a little bit of wet a couple of times. Don't know where in between you and I it rained, but somebody got wet. And then was having a little bit of fun here. I lack five states for worked all states on 15 meters. If I get them confirmed, I have picked up Georgia and Tennessee today. I've still got West Virginia. I don't know. I may have to lay my 15-meter antenna on the ground and call it an NVIS or something like that to get 15 meters to West Virginia. I got a feeling he's probably well into my skip zone, unless I do something to my antenna. I'm going to have to play with that, or I may switch over to my flagpole antenna and see if it's a vertical antenna, and see if that change in the radiation pattern, or take that donut instead of having it vertical, have it horizontal, and see if that helps me get into West Virginia. But that's one of those harder things to do at the higher frequencies, to get the folks that are close to you. With that, Dave, we'll bounce it back to you. I'm not sure there's anybody else out there, but I've enjoyed it. And I say it's kind of interesting to look at things sometimes. I think that's the way we discover stuff, is this little light bulb turns on. And I say, now I understand that. With that, Dave, we'll say 7-3. Catch your 4DJW, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, 15 meters was my first HF contact. I'll never forget that. K6LL, David Hutchinson from Yuma, Arizona. I'll never forget that contact. When I got off there with him, he's a big-time DXer, and that's why he answered me. 2,000 miles away, when I finished my QSO with him, I was sweating bullets. I got off the radio, I called my dad, and I told him about it. We talked about that QSO for an hour. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. I hope you get all your worked all states whatever that is you're looking for, countries, worked all countries with 15 meters, the ones that are close in. And you're right, the closer in you are with those frequencies, the harder it is to get them. Anyway, Harry, I enjoyed it. Take care. Stay safe. Appreciate you being around for the RAG 2 portion of that this evening. Look forward to doing it again the next time. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. I have an antenna question.
Good to hear you. Hope you and yours are doing well. Please check in and out. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. KJ4 UHX, Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November. My wife, Sabrina, she's at work. I'm home in Chesney. Check us in and out, please. Thank you, sir.
For DJW. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt Western Greenwood County, being a native. But I would like to signal report. I just bought a new ICOM 2730 Alpha, and I want to know how it's doing. 73 to you and all the net.
Okay, net control, like to recognize WD8RON. That is Ed over in Brevard, North Carolina. We'll be back to you for your antenna question in just a little bit, Ed. Appreciate you being with us tonight. KJ4UHX, that's Jamie. Bring with him KJ4YLN, that's Miss Sabrina. They're over in Chesney. Good to have you with us tonight, Jamie. Tell Miss Sabrina we said hello and do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And WG4MC, that's our Thursday night net control operator, Matt, from Greenville, South Carolina. Matt, it sounds like you're sitting in the chair right next to me. Good job on the new radio. Any other questions there, Matt?
Dave, I do appreciate that. And 73, WG4.
All right, Matt, we'll enjoy that new radio. Sounds good. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, looks like we got them all for now. WD8RON. Ed, you had a question about an antenna. Go right ahead.
RON, I am setting up my HF station, and I am trying to play with a good antenna given the location. And I'm thinking about a long wire loop. And I'm wondering if anybody has experience with that. From my reading, I figure on using ladder line, and I can probably get something around 500 feet. From one of my articles that I'm reading, he's got links listed to stay away from and to use. And one of the ones he says to stay away from is 496 feet. So I'm wondering if you've had any experience with long wire loops.
So I did two. I've helped assemble two of them. One of them at a guy named Mike, W5MFC. He used to be on this repeater quite often, but I think he's not as active. I hear him every now and then. But anyway, he did a loop. I guess it was about a quarter of a mile per leg, four legs. So probably about a mile's worth of wire. It was enormous. And he had a radio just like mine. We both had Flex 5000s. And when we hooked that antenna up to his his Flex 5000, the difference between his waterfall and mine was day and night. You could see hundreds of stations on his. In fact, it might have been too much. He might have needed a little attenuation to be able to pick somebody else out because he could hear stations all over the place. Whereas mine, I could see a few stations, but nothing like his. I had a super loop. So I'm assuming that you're talking, that was a big one. That was a really, really big one. And then another one before that, a guy just put up like a normal size loop, nothing like a rhombic or anything like that. But the bigger, I'd say the bigger, the better. And it just depends on what kind of band and what kind of, room that you have and how much space you can put on the inside of it. And I'm thinking you're talking about horizontal loops, not vertical loops, because a vertical loop is kind of, it has a straight top across the top, and the two legs come down at a diagonal underneath of the straight leg across the top. So, Ed, you're talking about horizontal or vertical loops?
Horizontal, going through the trees with insulated wire, and probably, I guess, using a ladder and a baling. So I'm trying to figure out if there's any particular length I should avoid. Based on this article, he gives a whole bunch of links to avoid and a couple to use. The longest he says to use is 423 feet, and he says to stay away from 418 and 429, so I'm wondering just how critical it is.